This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 10th of May, 2019, at the Fulham Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham, with the clubroom doors opening at 7:15pm. Yes, the AREG meeting is a week early, again. This time it is the result of the federal election, which has cancelled our hall booking for our normal night of the 17th of May. This month's meeting is a return to one of our favourite formats, the Member Lightning Talk. While the talks are not about lightning, members are invited to give a lightning-fast 5-minute introductory presentation on their latest experiment or project. Our timekeeper, Mark, will keep things moving, ensuring a lively and diverse range of topics can be covered over the 30 to 40 minutes of the presentations. Afterwards, members of the audience will have the opportunity to get up close and personal with the presenters and talk to them in more detail about their projects and experiments. In this way, we hope to promote a sharing of what experiments the members are undertaking at this very moment. To finish the evening off, coffee, tea and cake will be on for a light supper, during which everyone can mingle and discuss the topics of the evening. Further information may be found on AREG's web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As stated in last week's update, I can now tell you that the satellite tracking system which was used at last weekend's Southwest Stages Rally was a big success. Except for a few places where the trees formed an arch over the tracks, organisers could see the cars in real time almost all of the time. Obviously, being able to see the cars on a live map is a huge benefit in terms of safety and efficiency. If a car becomes lost or breaks down, its exact position is readily available and recovery operations are much more efficient. As far as radio communications were concerned, our group had excellent coverage all day. All points were able to communicate with race control and each other, much to the envy of the SES, whose radios were next to useless in the thick bush. UHFCB proved equally unreliable, except over very short distances. Once again, our group was able to maintain a very high standard of reporting and message handling. I believe that the organisers were very happy with our contribution. Yesterday we got to repeat the exercise with a number of us helping with the communications at the big day at Generations in Jazz. A small number helped out over the full event, but for most of us Saturday was the main day. As usual, it was a big day. Wearing over-the-ear headphones all day can get a bit painful, but with the loud music right next to your ears it is necessary in order to be able to hear the radio at all. Plus, of course, the audience do not wish to hear the radio chatter either. I will let you know the outcome of this event next week. As we do not have any major events now until our annual convention, we can concentrate on getting this to the finish line. We have had a couple of changes to the program. Joe, VK3YSP, and wife Julie, VK3FOWL, will not be coming to run their classes for kids, as Joe has a work commitment that will not allow him to get back to Australia from the UK in time for the event. We are also considering a change to the dinner menu from past years. Subject to confirmation at our next convention committee meeting, we may decide to run with a choice of Irish stew or a mild curry as the two choices for the main course. Watch this space. A reminder that bookings are essential for the dinner. Please email vk5sr@wia.org.au ARIG.au with the names and call signs, if any, of your party and details of any special dietary requirements. Should you wish to pay via direct deposit, we will email you details on receipt of your booking. For entry to the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, please email Andrew, VK5KET, at vk5ket@wia.org.au. Details of the program are on our website on the Convention 2019 page at http://surge.org.au. We welcome Dennis to the fold. Dennis sat his foundation test last Sunday and is now patiently waiting for the Maritime College to mark his papers and advise him of the result. We are confident that he will pass with flying colours and hope that he gets whatever call sign that he has applied for. That's all I have for you this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The upcoming tech nights are May 15th, a presentation on digital fusion radio by Peter, VK5JP, with demonstrations of how far it has progressed since its inception. June 19th, a presentation on ATV by Tim, VK5ZT, and Ian, VK5ZD. July 17th, a presentation on online SDR receivers by David, VK5KK. August 21st, a presentation on VK5CL, contesting logger programming, by Ian, VK5ZD. Wednesday, 29th of May, is a fifth Wednesday, and a meal and get-together is being arranged at the Blacksmith Tavern on One Tree Hill at 6:30 p.m. The club's 60th anniversary in September will be celebrated during the RD contest weekend, possibly with a special call sign and a bring-your-own barbecue. More details on this later. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. And yes, there's some really good news. In the recent John Moyle Field Day contest, the Northeast Radio Club station, acting as VK5WOW, managed to get third place. So that was a very good effort from the operators, who were Alan, VK5LAM, Nigel, VK5NIG, and Stuart, VK5STU. So very good work, fellas. You've done a great job and managed to get a very high positioning in this national competition. So thanks very much for your efforts. And the general meeting for May will be on Friday the 10th, and it will be a discussion about beacons. So come along and listen to Colin, VK5ACE, and Mark, VK5ABQ, giving us a very informative talk about beacons. So this should be very good to hear. And the Tech Night for May will be on Friday the 24th, and Rick, VK5NM, is going to give a discussion and demonstration on balans and loading coils for antennas and how we can make them. So come along to the Tech Night on Friday the 24th of May. And of course May has got five Fridays in it. So yes, Friday the 31st of May will be the fifth Friday night dinner. So Sir Lunchalot is out and about now picking a suitable venue. So if you do see Sir Lunchalot out there somewhere, you better get in touch with Fatbusters. Anyway, that's all for this week's news. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We will not run any technical sessions at the shack on the four Saturdays until work has been finished on the Girl Guide shed. We will still have our coffee and chat sessions on the second Saturday morning. Work is progressing well on the second shack for the Girl Guides. The new ceiling is now finished, and we are working on sealing up spider access holes and painting the walls and ceiling. The next coffee morning will be on June the 8th. The mini auction is on the 11th of May, and it will be held at the shack. We will have a barbecue lunch when the auction is over. Parking at the shack is always a problem at these events, but there is a big, usually unused car park at the back of Hungry Jack's, and this is only a short walk to the shack. I've never seen any cars parked in there. Shack mornings start at about 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. The next Saturday morning at the shack will be the auction on the 11th of May. The next lunch at Blackwood RSL will be on May the 10th, and then there'll be another one on the 24th of May. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book, just turn up. The May General Meeting on May the 16th will be a talk by Ben, VK5BB, about digital modes available to us. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Saturday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you'll find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. The Treasurer has 5 or 6 direct deposit payments he cannot find who they were paid in by. If you think you may be one of these, send me an email with the date you paid and we'll see if we can sort it out. One person has put his credit card number in the payment details. We also have a number of folk who do not have an application form for. We will need to publish these call signs soon so we can get a form from these people. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.